Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com.
Janmajeya's Snake Sacrifice. Children, I'm sure you have listened to the story of King Parikshit and the Serpent King Takshaka. No? Then you can listen to this story, obviously, on www.gathastory.com. King Parikshit was a noble king who was killed by the Serpent King Takshaka due to a curse. What happens next? Well, his son King Janmajeya became the king of the Kurus who ruled over Hastinapur. One day, a Brahmin named Uttanka came to his court. The king received him graciously and asked him if there was something he could do for him. Uttanka said, "You amaze me, King Janmajeya. You are known to be a just king, but you have done great injustice to your father, as his murderer is roaming free. You need to take revenge." Janmajeya was surprised, as he was a child when his father died. He asked his ministers, "Oh, what is this about my father's murder? I was a child when he passed away, so I do not know the circumstances behind his death. I would like to know if he was killed unjustly, and if so, who is the culprit?" The minister said, "King, your father Parikshit ruled the kingdom after the Pandavas and ruled for a very long time truthfully. He was popular among his subjects and was a terror to his enemies. He was killed by Takshaka, the king of the serpents, due to a curse by the son of a rishi. What Uttanka has said is true. Takshaka, the murderer of your father, still roams free." When Janmajeya heard these words, he was very angry and became speechless. Once he regained control over himself, he said to Uttanka, "I thank you. You have brought this great injustice to my attention. I seek revenge against Takshaka. Tell me, how can I accomplish this task?" Uttanka replied, "Takshaka is the friend of Indra. Under Indra's protection, he feels safe and troubles all the beings. However, there is a great sacrifice mentioned in the Puranas, which is the snake sacrifice. When this sacrifice is conducted, the snakes that are named by the mantras will become powerless and will be compelled to fall into the sacrificial fire. Make arrangements to conduct this sacrifice. I shall assist you, for Takshaka has also troubled me a lot. He once stole the earrings that I was taking for my Guru Veda's wife. I had to face many difficulties in recovering them. So both our wishes will be accomplished by this sacrifice." King Janmajaya then made arrangements for the sacrifice. He invited the greatest sages and priests to conduct the sacrifice. This was a truly great undertaking, as the rituals for this sacrifice were difficult and had to be exactly followed if the sacrifice was to bear fruit. A suitable spot was chosen and the great sacrificial hall was constructed. A platform was raised in its midst and was decked with valuable articles. This was where the Brahman were to sit. The Ritvik, or the officiating priest, sat in its middle. The king also underwent the rituals that would purify him to participate in the sacrifice. While these preparations were on, Lohitaksha, who was well versed in the art of sacrificial construction, in today's time, he was a Vastu specialist, examined the measurements of the hall, the type of soil on which its foundation had been laid, and said, "King, I perceive from these signs that your sacrifice will not be completed. The omens suggest that this sacrifice will be stopped due to the intervention of a Brahman." Now, this made King Janmajaya recall an incident where his brothers had beaten a small dog for fun. The mother of that puppy, a divine bitch named Sarma, came to Janmajaya and asked him, "What was the crime committed by my son that you had beaten him? Did he lick the sacrificial offerings? Did he try to steal the sacrificial butter? Why did your brothers beat him?" The king knew that his brothers had done it merely for sport, so he was very ashamed. Then the dog Sarma had cursed him, saying, "Since your brothers have tortured my faultless pup, may the greatest task that you begin remain incomplete." The king recalled this curse and became very worried when he was told by the expert builder that this sacrifice would be incomplete. He then gave orders to his guards that no one would be let into the sacrificial hall without his permission. The great sacrifice began. The officiating priests were clad in black, for this was a yajna directed towards destruction. As they chanted the appropriate mantras and poured ghee into the fire, snakes, compelled by the power of these mantras, started coming from all over the world and falling into the fire. There were snakes of all shapes and sizes. Some of them were as large as buildings, some as small as insects. As the priests called each snake by name and uttered the fatal words, "May so and so fall into fire," that snake would meet its fiery end into the sacrificial fire. Many great Brahmins were involved in this sacrifice. A great rishi named Chandabhargava, who was a descendant of Chayavana, was the Hotri, the one who pours out the sacrificial ghee into the fire. A learned old Brahman named Kautsa was the Udgatri, or the one who chants the Vedic hymns. a sage named Jaimini acted as the Brahman, the master of the sacrifice, and Sarngarva and Pingala were the Advaryus. Rishi Vyasa was present with many of his disciples and was generally supervising the overall sacrifice. His students were chanting the name of the Lord. Many other great Brahmins were present to observe this magnificent sacrifice. The sacrifice continued for days. Snakes were perishing in the flames in thousands. At this point, a Brahmin named Astika came to visit the sacrifice. The sacrifice was nearing completion. The king welcomed his guest and said, "O Brahman, I bow down to you. I have taken a pledge to grant whatever a Brahman desires. Ask what you will." At this time, the chief priest intervened and said, "O king, the sacrifice is not yet complete. Takshaka, whose destruction you desired, is still alive. Wait till he falls into the fire before you begin giving gifts to the Brahmins." Janmajaya said, "Why is it that Takshaka is still alive? Invoke the mantra with his name and make him fall into the fire." The priests uttered the appropriate mantra, but nothing happened. They then looked at the omens in the air and used their spiritual power to call Takshaka. Finally, the head priest said, "O King Takshaka! O King! Takshaka has sought help from Lord Indra. The Lord of the Devas is protecting him in his palace. That is why our mantras have not worked." The king said, "Then utter the mantra in such a way that Takshaka may be compelled to fall into this fire, even though he is under Indra's protection." The chief priest then invoked a powerful mantra and said, "May Takshaka fall into this fire, accompanied by Indra." Such was the potency of the mantra that both Indra and Takshaka started falling into the sacrificial fire, bound to each other. When Indra saw that his friend's fate was inevitable, he let go of Takshaka and decided to save himself. Takshaka then started falling alone into the fire. At this moment, Astika said, "Stay! Takshaka, may your fall be stopped!" He then turned to the king and said, "This is the boon that I seek from you. May you stop the sacrifice at this time. You have already killed millions of snakes in revenge for your father's death. I am a Brahmin, but my mother, Jaratkaru, is the sister of Vasuki, the foremost of the serpents. She sent me here to stop your sacrifice and to save her clan of serpents. Even Lord Brahma desires that you should remain content with slaying so many evil snakes. The snakes that are left still, excluding of course Takshaka, are virtuous and not deserving to be destroyed. Your glory will only increase if you spare their lives." King Janmajaya was disturbed and unhappy. At this point, Vyasa spoke to him and advised him to grant Astika's request. Thus advised by the sage for whom he had so much respect, the king gave orders for the sacrifice to end. The king then bestowed great riches upon Astika and all the priests who had conducted the sacrifice. He gave special honor and a great amount of wealth to Lohitaksha, the master builder, who had foretold that the sacrifice would be stopped by a Brahman. This is the story of the great snake sacrifice conducted by King Janmajaya. The legend is that whoever hears this story will have nothing to fear from snakes. So how did you like today's story? Please leave your review on gathastory.com and listen to such amazing stories on gathastory.com.